We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome to Proof to Product. This week marks the 10-year business birthday of Proof to Product. Yep, 10 years ago, I opened up enrollment for our first program that is now Paper Camp. At the time, I had no website, no email list. Instagram wasn't even a thing back then. It was just Twitter and word of mouth advertising and marketing and basically asking friends to tell their friends about my program. We had 36 people join us for the first round of classes, and I should add that they were done over teleconference calls, by the way. And the program made a total of $2,123.67 after all of our expenses were paid. Now, some people might look at this and consider it a failure. I, however, looked at it as proof of concept that there was an opportunity to serve product-based business owners with business advice and mentorship and a community where they could connect. I am so glad that I trusted my gut and stuck with it. Since 2011, we have helped thousands of product-based business owners get their products on the shelves of their favorite retail shops, big and small. During that time, our programming has expanded from those teleconference calls into online courses, in-person events, coaching programs, this free weekly podcast that you're listening to, and even our labs membership. We have strengthened our curriculum. We've included a wider range of voices and experiences and mentors, and we've continued to innovate and evolve while also staying true to our mission of providing community, collaboration, and education. Together, the Proof to Product community has helped to make big shifts in our consumer gifts and stationery industries, and I'm super proud of this, but we have helped to add a layer of professionalism and confidence and enhance the culture of collaboration within our community and our industry. And I am super proud of the work that we do day in and day out, and I am honored that all of you have let me play just even a small part in your business growth and success. So today, I want to give back. I want to share 10 lessons that I have learned while growing my business over the last 10 years. So here we go. Number one, your definition of success will shift and change as your business grows. When I was starting out, success was defined by smaller milestones. Things like creating a new catalog, exhibiting at a trade show, leaving my day job, you know, different revenue goals too were factored in there. But now, 10 years later, success is defined in a much different way. It looks like flexibility for my family, financial security for both myself and my team members. Success for me now is closely tied to impact. I want to help 500,000 people build profitable businesses in the product space, and I'm so excited to tell you that we are well on our way to that. The second thing I've learned is that you need to say no more. This has been a tough one for me because I am a people pleaser. I want to help people and I really enjoy exploring new opportunities, new business ideas, new product ideas, all of the things, right? But when I look back at my business journey, there are some defining moments where I lacked strong boundaries. I said yes too often, and that truly distracted me from my priorities. It slowed down my business growth, and frankly, it caused a lot of stress for me personally. So friends, say no more. Prioritize yourself and your business. Be open to opportunities for sure, but be intentional with your decisions. Number three, you don't need to do what everyone else is doing. I use the phrase, you set the rules, a lot when I teach Paper Camp and even inside of labs, because I want people to remember that they are the ones that call the shots. You are allowed to change your mind and try new things. If something doesn't work out the way you wanted, you can shift gears, right? And while it is natural to look around and see what our competitors and our colleagues are doing, and while there are some instances where you want to follow tried and true industry standards, but always, always, always remember that it is your business and you get to do things your way, even if it feels a little unconventional or a little bit different than what everyone is doing. You set those rules and you don't need to do what everyone else is doing. Number four, personal support is critical. When I started Proof to Product, I had two children under the age of 2 years old. I had a very demanding corporate job that had me on the road traveling quite a bit, and I had a stationary business that was in growth mode. It was a really tough personal season for me, but I was surrounded by an incredible support system. You know, at night and on weekends, my husband and I would sleeve cards after the kids were in bed, and we'd joke about how I would leave my day job once I sold a million greeting cards. My sister helped design my first trade show booth, and my business besties continue to show up and support Proof to Product programming by sharing their expertise and their knowledge. Friends, find people who support your dreams and lean on them as you grow. Whether that's in your personal life, a group of peers, or even mentors, that support system is critical to your success as a business leader. Number five, be flexible and adapt. I was talking with Karina Murray of Crow and Canary earlier today about how our paper camp curriculum has changed so much over the last 10 years. One example of this is that we no longer talk about selling custom wedding invitations to the wholesale market. The truth is that business model is a bit antiquated and it's not really a viable or profitable sales channel for most smaller independent brands. So we don't want to focus our time and attention there. But on the flip side, we're talking a lot more about digital marketplaces and online ordering systems for wholesale, something that used to be a cumbersome and expensive project 10 years ago. So as we continue on our business journey, things will change. The way we do business, the way we work with our customers, even our product or our art will change. So it is super important that you stay flexible, you innovate, and adapt where needed. Number six, change is inevitable. In 2011, when I started this business, we were called Trade Show Bootcamp. At the time, I was preparing for my third time exhibiting at the National Stationery Show. And so our programming was really centered on exhibiting at trade shows, how to build a booth, how to market for the show, how much product to bring to the show, how much it costs. All of those things were things we covered. So Trade Show Bootcamp was a good name at the time, right? However, as our programming evolved and expanded, we started including more information about product development and general wholesale sales and marketing strategies that were outside of trade shows. Trade Show Bootcamp didn't feel right anymore. That name didn't seem to fit. But to be honest, it took me years of hemming and hawing before I had the courage and confidence to change the business name to Proof to Product. I recorded several episodes about our rebrand that I can link in the show notes if you want to listen back to it. But my point in sharing this is that change is inevitable in business. I have worked with thousands of brands, thousands of individuals. Many have changed their business names. They've discontinued their entire product line and rebuilt it from scratch. They've created second businesses or sub-brands. Many have pivoted their business models entirely. I share this because I don't want you to be afraid of change, but be mindful in how you make those transitions and be thoughtful in how you communicate those changes too. Number seven, talk about your goals. Say them out loud. Share them with people around you. One of my mastermind clients sent me a message the night before the recent fair winter market. And in that message, she shared her sales goals, how much money she wanted to make during the show, and the name of her dream store that she was hoping to get an order from during the market. And the last day of the show, she sent me a screenshot. She had surpassed her sales goals and she had received an order from that dream store. Now, these wins didn't just land in her lap. She worked really hard for them. But there is a lot of power in expressing our goals and sharing them with others. I like to write things down on Post-its and stick them on my computer screen so that I can see them every day. I talk about my revenue goals with my husband and close business friends. I not only talk about what I want for my business right now, but what I want in the future and where I plan to go. Friends, it is okay to dream big and to share those ideas with others. It helps to keep us accountable and focused on our path. So talk about those goals, say them out loud, and share them with others. Number 8, good things take time. You have likely heard me talk about the power of slow, steady growth in the past, because that is how strong businesses are built. As much as we would like them to, sustainable, profitable businesses don't just pop up overnight. They take years of growth, trial and error, successes and failures, and pivots to really garner that success. But absolutely everything we do is progress. These experiences build resilience, and they help us redirect and keep us on our path towards success. So good things, like your business, take time, relish in that time, and give it the time it needs to breathe and grow. Number 9, give, give, get. I heard this quote, give, give, get, during a presentation about pitching the media. And yet it is so applicable to everyday life and business. So the speaker was telling us to give freely with information, support, and story ideas to members of the press. And the idea is that they would then see us as a reliable source and someone who makes their life easier, which would then in turn provide us with new opportunities for visibility or press mentions and things like that. Well, this same concept applies to how I run my business. I believe in giving generously with my time, my expertise, and my knowledge. And I know that leading by example will encourage others in our community to do the same. So I want to encourage you to give to others without expectation of something in return. It will enrich your life, your relationships, and your business. And finally, number 10, just start. Start messy, start with what you know, start with the resources you have available to you. Nothing is going to be perfect the first time we do it. But we can build as we go, and we will make improvements as we learn new things. Remember, too, that small steps lead to progress over time, but you have to start. You have to start at the beginning and build that momentum. So stop waiting for the perfect website. Stop waiting for the perfect manufacturing process. Get your products out into the world and just start. All right, friends, that is all I have for you today. Thank you for being with me on this journey and supporting Proof to Product. It has been an incredible 10 years, and I cannot wait to see where the next 10 years take us. Now, before you go, can I ask you a favor? If Proof to Product or this podcast have contributed to your business or personal growth in some capacity, would you mind leaving a 5-star rating and writing a review in Apple Podcasts? I know these things seem a little silly, but these reviews and ratings really do help our show. It increases our visibility and provides us with more opportunities to bring you excellent free content each and every week. And if you must, you can consider it a 10-year birthday business gift to me. All right, thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week with a new episode all about why your email list is more important than any social media platform that you're currently on. Tune in next Tuesday to hear more. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proof2product.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.